perhaps it now means that the council are not locked into this, and perhaps also developments that were occurring within AHB may prove vitally important now to deliver this social housing need.
The developer, presumably, we understand, is in conversation with an approved housing body. That approved housing body will have to liaise with the department in terms of securing funding. The council identified issues over testing blocks as one of the stumbling blocks in these ongoing discussions. It would appear that that should have been surmountable.
That's where at the last housing meeting I did ask the council, I used their words, to explore, to engage with the developer, to flesh out all the various issues. I see where council has also been in touch with AHBs and telling them to clarify the actual need in project proposals, value for money, and also mitigate the risk associated with the defective blocks issue. I also thought this engagement with GDC could resolve the outstanding issues. It wasn't to be. However, I still believe that the council have an essential role to play. Yes, the AHB will require engagement with the department. The department now knows the significant housing need. The council know the significant housing need. The local people and the people on housing lists, the people affected by the defective concrete blocks who are our tenants, and people who have been given notice by landlords where they are going back to their own plus one home so that their own home can be worked at. The essential need is there. The stakeholders know it. And any contact from the HB with the department, I hope it will be resolved quite quickly and that we'll see progress, because there's 29 finished units sitting there for close on 2 years.
Since getting the communication from the council, which was also sent to the developer, you've had a meeting with the developer. Has the meeting with the developer given you any hope that there will be a resolution to this? Because what we have at the moment is a huge need for housing in Carndonagh and the wider area, and a number of houses ready to be occupied. We just need to join the dots here and get people into those houses. Is the developer of the opinion we're close to that?
Well, the developer is also, I guess, disappointed that there wasn't the human interaction that we thought would happen. But he did see positives in that no longer locked in to the council. He had been, in his words, carrying the cost burden of the development for quite a while. He said there were previous advanced contract discussions with an AHB, so I have to remain hopeful and positive that there will be social housing delivery in this local area and that it will involve Clue and Dara. And I would be appealing to all stakeholders to make sure that this is the final outcome.
Finally, is it time for the department to take a direct interest in this and perhaps, if necessary, intervene and become directly involved? We know, obviously, Donegal County Council is the primary housing authority in the area, but it's not going to be resolved without the department's involvement. Is it time for the department to come now and start getting involved?
Definitely. It's long past the time, and that also goes for the department issuing their social housing remediation program or project. Yes, they're centrally involved. We've been told all summer that Minister for Housing, Darrell O'Brien's to visit the county. When he visits the county, he should be well briefed on this particular project and ensure that delivery of social housing happens at Clue and Dara.